Hey guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And we're coming at you from 30 Rock in New York City.
Woohoo!
We're excited every day.
Every day I wake up and I'm like, ah, that.
It's the city.
That view of that brick wall. What would I do with it? I literally have that in my house. It's like so cliche of like, I live in New York and I'm poor. Look at this view. It's very sad. Anyway, apart from my sad life, what's going on, Megan?
Well, we got some exciting stuff to talk about today.
For some reason, I feel like we have our NPR voices on. But we're really excited. We sat down with Tom and Katie, the newlyweds of the week. Not of the week, of all time. I don't know. It's going off the rails, and I apologize. We talked to Tom and Katie, our newlyweds, our Vanderpump newlyweds. And they had a lot to say, not only about his brothers and how much Jax lied to us about them having one cell phone.
What? Jax lied?
But also about, I thought it was really interesting, Katie opened up about kind of like the internet hate that she's been getting and how people still bring up the ring on the string ultimatum with her.
Right. And how it's taken its toll and a lot of stuff about the reunion too.
And then we're also breaking down that penultimate episode of Bev Hills with the diamonds and rosé.
Part one. But first,
I think we need to hear from our sponsor.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by the glass that Ramona threw toward Kristen Takeman.
Well, as she would say, not a glass.
No.
It was a cured plastic.
Right. It was a cured plastic.
But probably hurt just as much.
So, a lot of stuff happening this week on Bravo.
Yeah. The thing that we've been waiting for, literally, all season.
Seriously. I've been waiting, like, years for this, really.
Vanderpump Rules. Katie and Tom wedding.
It happened. It finally happened, you guys.
They both said, I do. It's done.
Yes.
He's off the market, ladies.
Sorry. That actually makes me sad.
I know. He's so beautiful.
He's so cute.
But the wedding was so beautiful.
I literally had a moment. First of all, I was like crying the entire time. But then I also was like, this is my dream wedding. Like I had a moment of like, even with the yacht party or the yacht rock band, I was like, I love everything that's happening here.
And we actually got to talk to Katie and Tom about it because they were in the office.
Yes.
And so we talked to them all about what married life is like. So we'll have that for you later on.
Yes.
But let's get into the parts we liked about it.
Yes. So first, I loved the vows. Yeah. I cried.
I wish
I had a dog to wipe my tears.
That was so funny.
Just like Tom Sandoval. I also love that Jax, like, refused to admit that he was crying.
Right.
He's like, I wasn't crying. Who? So, what? Me?
So Jax.
I loved that Lisa Vanderpump said, for richer and richer.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh, Lisa, look at you, living your truth.
I just still am not over the fact that Tom Sandoval cried more than anyone.
But he always does.
I know, but it's
he's just, a crier.
It's like, it was so emotional for the bride and groom, but then you look over at him and it's just like shaking.
When Tom in interview was like, Tom Schwartz in interview was like, I knew she was going to look beautiful, but I didn't know she was going to look that beautiful. I was like, oh, their love is so beautiful. I'm going to cry forever. I literally was just like crying at my desk at like 9 a.m. today. It was awful. And then when they were dancing, like, when they came in.
Oh, they had some moves worked
out. They did. I was like, oh, my God, that's so cute. I'm going to die.
I was like, he can dance too?
I know.
Are you kidding?
Could George be more perfect?
This is a little bit painted by the fact that I had a dream about Jax last night. Oh. He was actually with Ariana.
Ariana was in my dream last night, too.
Oh, weird.
I doubt they'll be doing the same things, but.
So that was actually his girlfriend. And I, for some reason, was on a road trip with him. And I was new to the group. Jax and I fell in love.
Oh.
And he left Ariana for me.
Oh. How did you feel? Were you so happy?
It was like. Like, usually it'd be like, Jax, like, that's not, you know, he's great and all, but, like, you know.
Well, you're married. You found the one already.
Right. He's just not going to commit, you know.
Right.
But I woke up with such loving feelings toward him. Like, you know, your brain can just trick you like, no, no, you two are meant to be together. That's how I've been feeling all day.
Well, in my dream, Ariana was like driving a helicopter ship thing. Uh-huh. And for some reason, we almost flew into the Universal Studios globe thing. I don't know why that was in my dream. But that's what happened in my dreams.
Well, so going off my dream and then seeing Jax at the rehearsal at the reception when he was just, like, dancing, I was like, he's the perfect guy to go to a wedding with.
When he said something at one point that was like, that was the best ever! Like, he was just so elated to be dancing at this wedding. And I was like, oh, Jax. But I will say, you were saying that he can't do commitment, but he told Brittany that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
That's true.
After basically telling her that there were things wrong in their relationship, it was a joke, but I was like, that was so cruel. I couldn't get over that. I was like, is he actually doing this right now at this wedding? I don't know why I thought that that was kind of real, but...
She did too. She started crying.
I know. He totally fooled me. It was mean. I literally wrote down in caps, marriage is on the table! I was, like, really happy for Brittany. What did you think of Tom and Ariana's pet names for each other?
What were they?
They were something like Little Turd and Poop Stain.
Oh, God.
I had to ask you because I know that your opinions of on
bathroom humor. No, not for me.
It's so funny, though, because as I was watching the episode and he was telling her, like, you're the first person I've ever wanted to, like, procreate with. I think he said the words procreate, which I was like, oh, is this or the words you want to use? I was like, he is not about to be tacky enough to, like, kind of propose to her at this wedding. And then, like, 2 seconds later, she was like, I know you're not tacky enough to propose to me at a wedding. And I was like... Okay, Ariana, we're very similar.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is why I love you.
But I want to talk about Tom because it's her reaction to that that I – so let's just talk about Tom.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Lisa Vanderpump surprises everyone, fans included, when she says to Tom Sandoval, I want to partner up with you on a new restaurant. And he's, like, overwhelmed, yes. Overjoyed, just so excited.
When he said, like, in an interview or later to Ariana, he was like, I've been a bartender for 10 years, and I've always wanted to open up my own place, and I, like, didn't think it would be possible. I was like, oh, Tom, I'm so happy for you.
And then it was funny because then she's like, I think we need to bring on a face for it.
A Guillermo.
But see, I really think that even in that moment, Tom Sandoval was like, uh-huh, you need me to be the face.
Right, right, right.
And then she's like, Tom Schwartz. And he was like, oh, yeah.
And even when she was like, and Tom Schwartz can be the Guillermo, and then you can do what I do and deal with all the shit I deal with. And he's like, oh,
okay,
great. Yeah.
Funny.
But when he told Ariana and, like, she got overwhelmed.
Like, just started crying immediately.
Yeah.
Which... I think is such a marker for a relationship is how your significant other reacts to good news you get. Mm. Because it's like, they're both bartenders.
Right.
This could have been her dream too, but she didn't make it about herself. She just was like, I'm so proud of you. This is what you've always wanted.
Right. I know. It was just such a sweet moment. And you could tell by her reaction how much it really did mean to Tom Sandoval and how... It is a really big deal that Lisa Vanderpump is doing this. She's only partnered with one other person in her whole 33 restaurant career. So I was like, I really hope this happens. And then, of course, Tom Schwartz comes in and his failure to commit.
But, like, was it the best time to bring it up? Like, you know, a man that's just gotten married, that is really enjoying himself, as he should,
right.
By partaking in the refreshments, and... Yeah, he's not in the mindset to hear that.
No, honestly, I think that he was just like, this is a lot on my plate. I just got married. I don't know if I can deal with this right
but
now.
But I was surprised that that was his first reaction. I would think your initial reaction would be like, yes!
Right.
And then later like, oh. Freak out. Yeah.
Right, right. Maybe it's an opposite kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how long it took Katie and Tom to get married.
Yeah.
So.
The Stassi-Ariana conversation just took me a whole bunch of places I didn't see coming.
I didn't think when Ariana started to cry, I was like, where is this coming from? Because I, but maybe it was like, how many times can you like tell someone like, I'm really trying, but I just don't want to be your friend. Maybe she felt mean and hard to grapple with, like, I don't know.
See, maybe I kind of thought almost it was coming from, first of all, weddings are emotional.
Right, of course.
She's just gotten this emotional news from Tom.
Right, and a kind of proposal from Tom.
Yeah, but then also, like, well, maybe it makes her think, well, what's going on in my life professionally? Because she brought up the book.
Right,
she's
right.
Just like, there's just a lot happening right now. And I think she's just like, I don't know. Overwhelmed.
Yeah. But Ariana, when she was in the office, talked about her relationship with Stassi. And we'll have that interview for you next week.
They at least ended on a nice note.
They did. It wasn't like, I hate you and get the fuck out of here.
Right. It was like, oh, we love zombies and murder.
Right.
I mean, that was actually really funny. Stassi's like, how would you do it?
Right. Well, how would you murder me? The most Stassi answer to murder being brought up. Yeah, and then you go from this elation and joyous occasion to 3 months later, Sheena and Shay.
Yes.
It was shocking, like, to watch. Like, when she said that he had emptied her account, I was like, oh, who did she marry? You know, she must be thinking, who did I marry? Who is this guy?
Well, I wanted, just to rewind the slightest bit, at the wedding, she sees Lisa and says to Lisa, everything's great. Mm-hmm. Everything's going fine. Yet, as the fan, you're watching, you're like, you guys haven't talked to each other.
All night.
All night. I don't see you dancing or laughing.
Right, right.
So then we fast forward, and she goes to Lisa's villa and just tells her everything.
Every server that has come in that we have spoken to has said, you know Sheena, she likes to put a brave face on. She doesn't like to talk about what's really going on. And I think that's what was happening. Like, I think that she may have known that something wasn't right, but she just, like, wanted to put on a smile and, like, not talk about it. And I think that's what we saw happen. And then...
And so she said to Lisa, like, I'm going to see him tonight. He's been at his parents. And Lisa's like, well, what are you going to do? And she's like, well, I've heard from other people that he's doing drugs again. And if he lies to my face, that's it.
Right. But then I thought it was interesting because Lisa was like, why don't you just say, like, listen, I know you're doing the drugs. I know this is happening. And Sheena was like, no, I want him to lie to my face. And I was like, oh, that's so sad that you're at that point that, like... And then I thought the conversation was odd, too, because he came in. I felt like they were talking. And I thought maybe they were going to try to, like, work it out. But it was more so she was just like, and... I need you to agree that we need to get divorced. Like, it wasn't even like, where have you been? Like,
sure that there would have been a lot of, like, crazy text conversations that we haven't seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And it was weird because it was just, like, watching, I mean, people that are married that have just not been seeing each other. Because she walks in and she's like, you got your ears pierced?
Right.
She's like, that's cool.
Right.
And then she, you know, it's just like such a weird conversation where she's trying to get out these details. And
right.
She's like, so you're not doing drugs. And he's like, no.
No. And she's like, well, I don't understand that you can be in a studio all hours of the night and you're not doing drugs. And he just is like, nope, not doing drugs. She's like, all the money. She's like, really? Like, so all that money went to studio equipment is what you're telling me right now? And he's like, yep. It's just like, he's just lying to her. Or so we think. But on a happier note, let's talk with the newlyweds, Tom and Katie, about their wedding and those brothers.
There was a lot in this interview.
Yes.
Here you go. Do you want it? Let me see you shake that. Yeah. Come and get it. Hi, guys. It's Megan.
And it's Rachel. We're here with newlyweds, Katie and Tom.
Yay. Hey-o.
The Schwartzes.
Oh, it's hyphenated.
Okay, good.
I told her she could keep it. I mean.
Well, technically, I'm keeping it. I'm adding a little,
yeah.
little touch at the end.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. Well, it's nice because you don't have to totally stray. So it's like, I can still go by Katie Maloney, but Katie Maloney Schwartz had a nice ring to it.
It does sound really nice. I was reading it this morning when I was writing copy. I was like, oh, I like that.
I don't know if she looks like a Katie Schwartz. Does she? Look at her.
No, she's a Maloney Schwartz.
Yeah, she's
sure.
a Maloney Schwartz.
Yeah, I mean, I've been Katie Maloney for 30 years.
Right, it's hard to give up.
It's too late now. Yeah. No, I think it's like, I like that tradition of, you know, taking the name, but just Katie Schwartz doesn't have the same ring to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are married. Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's official.
Oh, the ring. Can I see it?
I'm like a ref with a whistle.
You're so good job, Schwartz. They look so good together.
Oh, my God, they are the same.
But I love it.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, our friend Kyle Chan's a jewelry designer.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. At first, I was like, it's a little like flashy for my style, but it grew on me fast.
No, it's good.
It sparkles great under the artificial light.
Right. We just carry around like a fluorescent bulb with us and shine.
Does it feel different now that you're married?
Not really. It feels cool to refer to her as my wife. I feel like a stud.
Your old lady.
I feel mature.
I feel in some ways it is...
Your ball and chain.
...is different, and not like in so many obvious ways, but just in a way that like the pressure is off, and we're just kind of settling into our lives and, you know, talking about the future, and it's exciting, and it feels, you know... It feels really adult.
Well, when Kristen was in here, she said that as soon as you guys got married, she could see a change in you. Mm-hmm. Where she just felt like, even in terms of the relationship, like almost like you seemed more, there was a security there. Yeah. Do you feel that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I was totally insecure, but you can't help but be like, you know, is he going to commit? You know, he struggled with that a little bit. But you want to know this person who you love and you picture yourself spending your rest of life with wants the same thing. And, you know, even though you can feel secure in that, you just never know until it, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
It's never done until the name is signed on the dotted line, in my opinion.
She had to go spend some time with Yoda and learn how to utilize the Schwartz. And now it's strong within her. The dark side has... Receded. I don't know. Sorry.
So let's just get into the wedding day. You guys were stressing me out with your vows. Like, I was stressed out watching it. Do you think actually, but they ended up being beautiful. I loved them both. Do you think the procrastination was the special sauce that made them so special?
That's a habit I learned through how many years of public school did I go through? And then I went to Florida State University and I was the master of procrastination. But when I need to get something done, I always get it done. Like last night, I'm good at cramming. I'm good under pressure. You wouldn't think so watching the show. You wouldn't think that I'm good under pressure, but actually...
I think we both like work better under pressure, master procrastinator. Yeah,
unless it's behind a bar, then.
You know. I feel like the theme of the wedding was, you know, procrastination and just like, you know, get things done like last minute kind of. But it's like I had so many thoughts running through my head of like what I wanted to say, and like nothing was totally clear and concise. So I had like bullet points, but then after he did his vows, I was like, I can't follow that. Not that it was a competition, but I was like so emotional. I was like shaking, and it was like trying to read my little book, and I lost my place. And then I was like, you know, I love the hell out of you, and I'm going to forever. You know, just it just comes from your heart. It's just like in that moment,
winded,
you kind of want to see what you're feeling. I don't know. I'm big in being like present, and not trying to plan or worry about things that haven't happened yet, and just kind of. Go, you know, listen to my heart and my gut.
Yeah.
Well, this is sort of a fun fact. It's like here we, as like a group, all of Bravo, like we'll watch big episodes together. And so we watched your wedding together. And I mean,
cried first.
I mean,
but the whole room was like
tears.
Yeah.
And not just at the vows, like at different moments.
Yeah.
It was just really
beautiful.
Very tender, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and Lisa was so good.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, yes.
She was so good.
Yeah.
I like when I first walked up and saw her behind the podium, and
he was
I
like,
just,
I'm making a big mistake.
I almost started. Well, she was my first pick. Katie was kind of my backup. You got to have a backup plan. And, you know, it worked out okay because she did officiate the wedding. All right, sorry.
It was like the next best.
But no, when I saw Lisa standing back there when we walked up to our vows, like, I was like, oh, my God. I knew. I was like, I'm in trouble. I went up there feeling strong and stoic, and then I was like, I saw her, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to break. I am going to break, and I did. Like, right when I started my vows, It was straight from the heart. You don't see me be super earnest all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not like sarcastic. What am I? I don't know what I'm just not always.
You're cynic.
I'm in touch with my feelings and everything, yada yada. But like, I'm not a super earnest guy.
Well, you maybe keep it personal too.
Yeah,
like,
you're not
gushy and like you know you don't go around pouring I'm your stalling. Heart out.
Not
yeah.
maybe like a Sandoval.
He's a crier.
Yeah. And used your dog to wipe his tears.
Oh my God!
You remember that? That was amazing. I didn't.
It was so romantic. He opened up the floodgate. When you started crying, I think everyone was like, "Whoa!" Like,
yeah.
That just kicked it off. You know,
when someone I'm not known as a crier. When someone who doesn't cry frequently cries, it's like a lot more. You know. It's a lot more.
It hits you harder.
It does. Yeah. It does. When someone cries a lot, not to cheapen or you know, undermine their emotions, not to discount
Are you
their.
Me? not to
yeah, sorry. Anyways, I digress. Moving on.
Katie, I read that your dress was $15,000. Is that true?
Yes.
Did you get a Vanderpump Rules discount at least?
No.
Oh my God. Now, I mean, obviously, seeing it now, like, worth every penny. Beautiful.
I mean, hello. It was Zuhair Murad, and it was, like, perfect. But I couldn't even dream of a better dress.
But, Tom, did you know the price when she bought it?
I was not aware of the price.
I just billed him later.
Is the sticker shock totally gone now? Like, now that it all happened?
Because it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so beautiful.
It still stings a little.
I had to explain to him that. I'm like, once you're there and you see, because, you know, I did most of the planning. But I was like, you're going to be so happy. It's going to be worth it. I promise. And sure enough, like, it was magic. It was.
It was priceless. You can't put a price on that day. But still, maybe, you know, the budget got a little bloated there. And it's okay, though.
What do you think you'll do with your dress now?
I don't know. I have to get it clean, first
eBay?
Of all. No, I don't know. I mean, I want to save it. Maybe I'll have a daughter one day. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have
Is
a place.
Is that an announcement?
Yeah.
Oh. She slid it in there.
No, I don't know. Like, just hang on to it, and then if worst comes to worst, I could sell it.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a dress that is classic, and you could give to your daughter, and like my mother's, which is like 100%. Horrible and from the 80s.
But you know what?
I need to see that.
But do you know what's great is that it's because it's not super bridal.
Right.
Mm. It doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, a wedding dress. It's still, you know, very just special and you know, classic on its own. So
why don't we like at least like once every few months? All right, once every 2 months, we like I put on my tux, you put on your dress. We'll order Chinese food. We'll get some like you know, mid range champagne.
Or we maybe like, we're fans of the Chinese and champagne.
Yeah, a nice good month anniversary like tradition. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a plan.
On the wedding day, we see you. You had a little bit of an edible. We saw.
No, that was on the rehearsal day.
Oh, the so rehearsal day. You didn't on the wedding day.
No, wedding day. I wanted to be sound mind and, right. and clear and just zen all the way. But no, I mean, I'm not getting like stoned, like half baked style. It's just enough that like just really does kind of like
calm you down,
calm nerves, calm anxiety, all the things. Like you know, I tend to get like emotionally charged and tightly wound, so that kind of helps curb that a little bit. But no, I'm not trying to get like high. It's not about getting high. It's just
right,
about
relaxing.
Just sort of, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask because like your wedding reception is in a stark contrast to Sheena's because she was like really stressed, it seemed. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, she was crying out of stress during her wedding. Mm-hmm. What do you think the difference was?
I know Sheena planned for a long time. So it's not like she wasn't prepared, but you know, I know that I wanted every detail to just be taken care of. Like, by the time that day came, there's nothing to worry about. Everything is, like, you know, moving along. The train's on the tracks. Because I wanted to be able to savor that. Everyone
she
says, your wedding comes.
Matata.
Like, the wedding, like, blows by and you just blink and you miss it. I'm like, I don't want that. I want to remember, like, every minute. So it was important for me to, like, be in, like, a calm place where I could kind of just like take it all in and just savor it. And also the coordinators at 20 Mile House were rock stars. I mean, Trisha was like, she helped me kind of coordinate through, you know, being like sort of like the point of contact and just whatever I needed. But day of, she was just on top of everything, everything. I didn't have to worry about anything. She was just like, okay, I got it. You know, I made my bouquet with like brooches. And,
oh, that was beautiful.
And I hadn't figured out like the handle for it. So she went to the groundskeeper and they found like a piece of wood from the property and like kind of sanded the side. And then she took lace and like wrapped it around it and made it work. And she was like, here. I'm like, oh my God. Never. So it's really special now.
Yeah, you were like the calmest bride I've ever seen. I was like, yeah, Katie.
I know, everyone's like, you're so calm. I'm like, is that a problem?
No.
Should I not be? I don't know. Like, I had masseuse come, and like all the girls got like massages. You know, had to be like total like relaxed state. But
being stressed out at your wedding is so fetch.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry.
I didn't want to look back and be like, oh my God, if I should have just relaxed. It's just there was nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
And even if something went wrong, I didn't stress over every single detail. You know, it's just you got to just kind of just.
People who strive for have unrealistic. You gotta manage your expectations.
Yeah.
I used to bartend a ton of weddings in college, and like I would see girl. I would well usually the women. I don't want to overgeneralize here, but they would freak out about these tiny details and stuff. And I wanted to just like, I would have never done this. But like people, they get so stressed out about the most minute details, and I understand where they're coming from, but. You got to take things in stride, right? It's not going to be... It was perfect. I think managing her...
It was beyond perfect. It was also kind of just, like, not trying to micromanage everything. The more, informal in terms of, like, not having to do seating assignments and those kind of things that just take time. And there's just... To me, I was like, that's pointless. Just, like, just let people sit wherever they want. Like, I'm not stressing out over that. Like, we've got 12 weeks. I don't have time for that.
Wait, you know? They were allowed to sit where they wanted?
Yeah.
Because we see Sheena and Shay not sitting together.
Well, the wedding party all sat together.
Okay. Mm.
So, yeah. Okay. So I mean, he sat, like, a table. Like, yeah. I think Ariana's brother was at the... Yeah, so they were, like, right there next to us. But, yeah, we did have the wedding party all
together.
But for the most part, everyone else was just... You know, everyone was at the rehearsal dinner the night before. So everyone kind of met and mingled and made new friends. So, you know, it was all chummy by then.
Yeah.
Tom, your brothers are stars.
My brothers are... They stole the show.
Yeah, breakouts.
I mean, do they know they're getting all this attention?
A little bit. They're not, like, social media savvy. They don't have Twitter or Instagram, but, like, I relay the information. And
but do they know?
Not really.
I mean, I don't think they're I know not, until
they're
this
not
morning.
Like, they're not technophobes, but for some reason, they're, like, old school in regards to social media. Mm. I don't.
Would they all have one account? Together.
Did Jack say that or something? Someone tweeted.
He said that they all share a phone.
No, they all. No.
See, I had a feeling. I was like,
they all have their own
Jack's
cell phones.
Just...
They're not dinosaurs in this day and age, especially.
See, but... I think Jax is the one that created like all this these questions. He's like, they all share a room. They all share a phone.
No, I was mad at him for that because they're such great kids and like, yeah, I mean, they need a little tough love, but like, Jax was really hard on them. He was busting their balls and, I mean, he did a great, great thing for them and I really appreciate it. But yeah, they're just, what do you want to know about them?
So do they watch the show?
I think they watch in moderation. Mm-hmm. They like it, but you know, they're not huge reality TV fans.
30-year-old boys. It's not really their, you know,
they were excited about being on TV.
Flavor.
They were so like dumbfounded isn't the word, but like they were so overwhelmed with the moment, like being, you know, filming a TV show and being in California at their brother's wedding. Like it just I felt like they were kind of not shell shocked, but just in awe. They were just in awe. And yeah.
Do you get along with them?
Yeah. No, they're such nice kids. I call them kids like they're, you know, but like I have to say that way. No,
and I always think of them as kids.
No, they're so polite, so sweet. They love him so much and they always like, you know, always say hello to me, you know. It's just they're just really good guys. I always like when they say like, "Oh, I'm sure there's lots of beautiful women." And like, he doesn't say like babes or like hot girls, you know. He's like, "So it's beautiful women."
Aww.
It's like it's very polite. I don't. They are kind of old school.
The dating pool is
like,
very small in Amelia Island.
They're very like they're like very like throwback. I feel like
yeah.
They're kind of like you know gentlemen and traditional.
They seemed appropriately inebriated at the
reunion. Oh my God. Yeah. I think that was like their way of coping with just being overwhelmed in the moment. Because so much went into that. And like,
I'm with them on that, though.
Yeah.
They were just like, tequila Katie is a thing.
I need a Coors Light now. And yeah. So they sort of, they medicated with the Coors Lights. But yeah, they had the best time ever. Every time I talk to them, they bring it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Every time.
You got to bring them out to LA again. They're popping.
They are popping.
I want to get to the reunion.
Mm. I
heard it was crazy. I heard it was hard on you, Katie. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I got pretty much slaughtered, like, for the last year. All summer just was, you know, tough and not really. But, you know, I like, social media this whole season has not been fun.
She got compared to Hitler a few times.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I've been told to go kill myself. Someone called me an insipid C-U-N-T. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of C-U-N-T. Someone, like, it's a lot of, like, I just came here to tell you I hate you.
The standard, go kill yourself.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at that. What else can you do?
What else you don't let you cry.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, nothing. I mean, but, you know, even having thick skin, eventually that, you know, gets to you. So, but,
yeah.
But because I've endured so much of it, by the time the reunion came around, I was like, I can handle pretty much anything. Right. And, you know, it was kind of the time to speak the final words and, you know, sort of put the period at the end of it and then just put it to bed. You know, we kind of beat these things, like, what is it, beating a dead horse? Mm-hmm. Kicking a dead horse?
Yeah.
I'm feeling like Jax right now. I'm going to mess that up. But to the point where it's just, like, we've exhausted it. So yeah. Once we get it all out,
by the time we get to the reunion, like a release. Like,
it feels like a release. You finally, it's like that time to, like, just let it go. So, but, yeah, I mean, it wasn't fun the entire time, but I think, you know.
You had some great moments.
I had to really swallow my pride and, you know, truthfully own some of my actions. I can't defend everything, but, you know, it was my time to address all those things, and I think I did.
Yeah, you were good. You were self-aware, and you were humble and a little self-deprecating. I love self-deprecation. But she was good. Like, she, it was harsh. It was a hard season for her, but I think you learned a lot. And do I sound like I'm patronizing you right now?
No. I'm nodding my head yes.
I learned a lot too.
Did anything after the reunion make you regret any of the people you included in your wedding?
No.
Good.
No. Uh-uh.
Because I've known people that, like, kind of grow apart from the wedding party, or, like, something will happen on the day when they're just like, I wish that person hadn't been a part of it.
I mean, even if that does happen, it's during that time and at my wedding, like, that those people are the people I want, you know, so I can't be upset if, like, a relationship, friendship falls apart sometime down the road. I mean, it's not going to regret anything because, you know, it's still about that time and place and that moment.
We have so many more questions, but I'm getting the wrap-up signal. Thank you guys
much.
We'll come back.
And congratulations again.
Thank you.
It's great still getting congratulated for a wedding nap at 7. That's, like, one of the great things of having your wedding. Like, I still get props for my proposal. Anyways, where do you go? Like, I love that. I'd be like, dude, kill the proposal.
You're still newlyweds in our eyes.
Yeah. Well, and I'm still getting a lot of crap for the ultimatum, so aren't we both so lucky?
It goes both ways.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. But we're not done with the Vanderpump world just yet. Because we have Beverly Hills.
Right?
We're still in Hong Kong. Cocaine is still in the air, talk bubbles that's just hanging there.
I'm so happy that they, like, replayed the cocaine accusation.
I didn't realize this last week, but my favorite part is Kyle's face.
Oh,
she just, like, her shocked face with her jaw, like, on the floor. Oh, it's so good.
She gives the best face.
She does. She does.
So Lisa Rinna drops this bombshell, and everyone's like, are you kidding me? And she goes, I'm sorry. I have to be honest.
Right. And she's like, did you think I wouldn't bring it up when you imply that I have a problem with Xanax?
It's just, it was like she was so earnest and like, I had to.
Right. I'm not going to let somebody else talk all about me. Like, I don't like to have to go there, but you forced my hand, Dorit.
And, you know, I felt bad for Vanderpump because she kept trying to stick up for Dorit and every time we'd get shut down by multiple people. So, like, Vanderpump's saying, that was a low blow, Rinna. And Rinna's like,
you know more about logos than anyone,
oh
honey.
Oh, my God. And then
Eileen is like, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Eileen, what? You just got finished getting your ass kicked by Erica.
Right. I know. But it just shows that, like, they don't. Lisa and Eileen versus Lisa Vanderpump is still very, like,
right
there.
Yes.
And they have each other's backs. And even I felt like, and they kind of addressed it when Erica and Eileen and Kyle were at lunch or whatever this week, that I could tell that Lisa Rinna was jumping in so much in defense of Erica.
Right.
Like, and Erica at the table was like, I'm glad that she said something. I was so happy that someone else chimed in. And was like, well, yeah, she's doing that because she has Erica's back. It's not like she has this thing against Dorit and is just going after her. I think she was really trying to be supportive of Erica.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's how I felt. I mean, I also, obviously, she has a bone to pick with Dorit about this cocaine thing.
Right.
But those are two different things. I think the husband question and the cocaine thing were separate.
Right.
The reasons were separate.
So the next day they go to shopping because Lisa Rinna's out of there. She has to go to Philly and sell some QVC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so underwhelmed by the shopping.
Did you notice it looked like Lisa and Erica bought the same top? It was like bright, the same shade of like bright pink.
Oh.
I was like, did they buy the same clothes?
That's interesting.
I know. I wouldn't think that they would be in the same. But it looks like a pink button-up. So I was like, well.
I felt so uncomfortable when Eden was trying to give Erica that friendship ring.
I know. Especially when she was like, I don't want you to buy me a ring.
In such typical Erica fashion.
Right. She's like, why are you doing this?
Exactly. I don't understand why you're buying me this ring.
I also loved that they found out that it was only $172. And Erica was like, well, I feel offended now. I don't want this ring anymore.
In fact, I'm pissed.
Also, so after they go shopping, they go to see these dogs that Lisa has saved.
Yes.
And I just really hope that Eileen got that dog that she, like, saw her soul in.
I hope so. But I feel like she probably didn't because that woman almost was like,
no, you can't get this dog.
Yeah, the paperwork's going to be extensive. They were so cute. My favorite part was Kyle looking around and she's like, mongrel. I keep seeing mongrel. What is this breed, mongrel?
Leave it to the Housewives franchise to leave in some shady editing.
Yeah.
Of all the parts of them with the dogs, they kept that in. I loved it.
In case you are a listener who's not aware, mongrel is just like, it's a no breed. It's a mix.
Right. It's like
a mutt. Yeah.
We've all left Hong Kong, sadly. I wish they could just stay there forever because I feel like it was the perfect place to get all your drama.
Yeah.
Or all your beefs out, if you will. But then we see Dorit and PK kind of like going over the past weeks of drama.
I don't know if this stuck out to you, but her drink of choice while just sitting around at home is Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, I noticed vodka, but I didn't realize it was Red Bull and vodka. I didn't notice.
I was like, what? Are you like a 22-year-old stockbroker?
Right. I think the last time I had Red Bull and vodka was like 10 drinks in, a very big mistake, like at 3 in the morning.
I mean, look.
They
could have been going out later that night.
Right.
We don't know. Who am I to say?
And maybe you can't help but like what you like. Maybe she loves the taste of Red Bull and vodka.
Can't possibly like that.
I thought it was interesting that PK said that Lisa Rinna was schizophrenic. I was like, ugh, you do not know what you're doing. This is going to come up again.
And I feel like, isn't that something that, was it last season? I feel like someone threw that word around.
Schizophrenic?
It was when she had been calling, when she had been saying Munchausen's, and Yolanda's like, well, I could easily say this, and it was something like that.
Oh. Ouch.
Yeah. So all I'm saying is, like, this is kind of a double whammy for Lisa Rinna.
So first of all, you have PK saying that Lisa Rinna is schizophrenic, and then PK talked about Erica needing to check in with her husband, who she hasn't seen for 6 months.
Could you believe that?
No, I literally wrote, ouch, in capital letters down, because I was like, ugh.
Especially because I think so many people, fans, wonder, like, what their communication is like.
But that being said, like, how does PK know?
No, doesn't. It's no right. one's business. Right. It's just that, like, it's he's taking the obvious dig.
Right, right. That's true. Right, right. And it's almost like for Dorit, she can be like, well, I didn't say it.
Right.
PK said it.
Yes.
And I'm not responsible for my husband. You right. can take it up with him, which I hope happens at the reunion.
Yeah. Well, and even in the finale, I'm sure it will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cannot wait. I do want to talk about Erica and Eileen. First of all, that lunch with Kyle. Before Kyle got there, I don't know if you noticed this, but Eileen was like, oh, I'm excited to eat. And Erica was like, yeah, I'm hungry today. I was like, what does that mean? I'm hungry every day.
Three times a day, sometimes more.
I was like, that's an interesting comment. And then I was so happy to see Erica, like, just truly be like, I am so sorry. I think that needed to happen. What did you think of the apology?
Yeah, it felt like the apology she needed and wanted to give, but also had a hard time
giving it.
Right, because I think if it was easier for her, she would have said it the second she saw
right.
Eileen. But yeah. I think that, again, I think she has trouble with the emotional stuff.
And it's like she knows that she was in the wrong. Sometimes it's hard to admit that you acted badly.
Right, for like, sure.
So it's like you're tiptoeing
around. And I totally
it.
Believe her when she's like, I'm embarrassed, you know?
Yeah, no, I think she really is. And she's like, of all people to do it to, like, I don't want to do it to Eileen, you
and
know?
And Eileen just graciously accepted.
I know. Eileen is really, like, the champion of this season. Especially for getting Erica that part in Young and the Restless.
I know.
Which, you know, I was really excited about as a huge YNR fan.
So watching that scene, what did you think?
I love Eileen. I love Ashley Abbott. So it was just like, when she said, it's like some, like, string of words that was so funny to me. It's like, how dare you? And you know what? You're a bitch. It's like a wonderful string of words, and they say bitch together. I was, like, living for it. And I thought they both did amazing.
Yeah.
I hope that she does sell Ashley Abbott a home.
That would be amazing.
So then, the party. Diamonds yeah. and Rosé.
Diamonds and Rosé, where Lisa Vanderpump literally wears a flower crown.
I know. I was hoping. It looks like they were giving them out. So I was like, oh, everyone will have flower crowns on, but nobody put it on no. except for her. Let's talk about Kyle and these pants.
What the F, Kyle?
I really just thought, like, oh my God, she's pulling a, like, when I was 14 and cut my own jeans. Like, what are you doing?
And it's like a piece from her store that probably cost no less than $500.
Right, right.
Probably much more.
And I was like, you don't have, no one in the store has scissors that you could at least, like, do it in the, like, I feel like Kyle
have
Bailen
a proper
too.
Seamstress do it.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't rush order that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I could get something sewn by the end of the day. I don't know.
But also, that was a really super specific dress code.
Right. Yes. I mean, the wedges.
You had to wear
pink for the rosé, sparkles for the diamonds, and wedges because it was outside on the grass? That's the only thing I could think of is why she said wedges.
And wedges because not everyone has good taste?
Oh, harsh. But I was surprised that that came from Lisa Vanderpump.
It may be like she just didn't want people ruining her lawn.
Yeah, I really think it had to be because of the grass. Because they always say to wear wedges when it's in grass.
Yeah.
But Erica Girardi is not a fan.
No. So what did you think of her wig?
Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
What did you think of Dorit's hair?
I also loved that.
I loved it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that people were sort of torn over that particular look because it's a little high fashion.
Right, right.
But I don't know. I like that she pushes it a little.
No, I absolutely loved it. Even if Jagger didn't. No, I loved them both. I was like, I love what both of you are doing. Please do it more.
Yeah.
I didn't think that, and I hate that I'm saying this, I didn't think that Erica's hair went with her dress. I wanted there to be.
Right.
For some reason, it was a disconnect for me.
It's same. It's not that it didn't look good on her. I think it just didn't flow overall.
Yeah, because the wig looked amazing yeah. on her. Because she has, like, coloring for, like, pastel hair. Looks really good on
right.
her. But then with the black dress, I feel like it just kind of, like, didn't look as effortless as I feel like...
Ethereal.
Ethereal as the hair lends itself to.
Right.
I didn't feel like she was swimming in that rosé that they were talking about. But yeah, I was like living for Dorit's look too. I wonder what that's like to get it out of your hair.
Yeah, no
kidding.
I kept
thinking about that. Like, oh, is she going to be like home?
Comb it out.
Yeah, combing it out. I don't know. I also was like, gold leaf. Is gold leaf real leaf? Gold? Is it gold? Gold? Is it?
Yeah, because they talked about it at the reunion, little like gold foils.
Oh, wow. For one night. Oh, to be Dorit Kemsley. So I do want to say when Eileen and Lisa Rinna walked in, though, Dorit was like a deer in headlights. Like, you saw the fear in her eyes when she heard Lisa Rinna's voice. Because I feel like, and I noticed this, too, earlier in the episode when they were driving home in Hong Kong and Lisa Vanderpump was kind of like talking her off the ledge. Because I feel like as a first-season housewife, this must be a lot. So, like... It's the end of the season. She's had all these fights. She just had this, like, insane fight in Hong Kong. I'm sure she's just like, I don't want to do this again. I really don't want to have to, like, you know, go through it all. This is going to be a fight. I know it's going to be.
It actually reminds me of Real Housewives of New Jersey last season when you had Dolores and Siggy who, like, cried a lot. I mean, Siggy more so, but just... overwhelmed by the drama.
Right.
Which is always so funny to me because I'm like, I would think that if you're going on a show like this, you're excited for the drama.
Yeah, but when it's like, I think maybe, I don't know, I was going to say maybe too, like having PK there and he's, like she, and Lisa Vanderpump said this, and I agree, she handled herself very well. She did not like rise to the occasion of like, cocaine, what? I'm going to kind of strangle you from across the table, you know? So maybe she was worried like some stuff was going to go down.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you could see the fear in her eyes, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Oh, so excited.
And why Eden's all upset.
Right.
What?
I gave you my heart, you bitch.
Bitch, yeah. Ooh. I can't wait.
All right. What did you guys think? Tell us which looks you loved, which looks you hated.
Right. Did you like the gold leaf? We did. Maybe you didn't.
What did you think about Katie and Tom's wedding?
Yes.
Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
And you can always like, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play. Goodbye.